Welcome to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Labette County Sheriff Darren Eisinger. We've talked a little bit about this in the past. DEA has take back days, and the police department has a place where people can bring in unused or out-of-date drugs. Does the sheriff's department have a program like that also?
Yes, they can bring those items to the sheriff's department, and we will take them from them and dispose of them for them.
That's a good thing to get out of your home. At one time, it was acceptable to maybe flush those drugs down the stool, but that gets back in our environment now, so it's nice to have a safe way to dispose of those drugs.
It really is. And you can stop by the Parsons Police Department at 217 Central 24 hours a day. We have our disposal bin is locked up in our front lobby. And it's not just bad drugs, out-of-date drugs. It's legal drugs that you no longer need or are taking. All of those, you know, we can take, and then we turn them over to DEA for proper disposal. So turn them in.
Now, we've talked a little bit about opioids. What about other drugs?
We've seen an influx of marijuana since the border states have gone around and made it illegal. In Kansas right now, it is still illegal. You know, and, you know, we've made several large arrests with people transporting marijuana through the county. You know, so I think, you know, that's going to be, until they legalize it in Kansas, it's going to be illegal.
I've been reading articles from agricultural organizations, and it's now legal to grow industrial hemp, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
But that's not the same, really, as the drugs that are on the streets.
That's two different things.
Yeah, one you can tie great knots with. Right. The other one just knots you up.
That's for sure. You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Labette County Sheriff Darren Eisinger.